Begin the fourth parak of Amatzia HaZahav. Okay, this requires a brief introduction. We know when it comes to transactions, when you have the object and I have the money, so when we do the transaction, it's not what effects the transaction, is not when I give you the money, but when I take the object. Right? I lift up the object, and that's the kinyan, and then now the object transfers to being mine. That's symbolic, remember from the first parak of Kedushin, that's the symbolic act which affects the transaction. Me being magbiya, lifting up your object, makes the object mine, and now it makes me liable, and I have a liability to pay you whatever the purchase price was. But again, me giving you money, and you taking the money, like I say, oh, I'd like to buy your cup, and you say, good, that'll be $1. I give you $1, it's in your hand. I haven't picked up the cup yet, the transaction is not final. And that's a din. That's a din. The question is that a din midoraita, a din midorabanan? It's actually machlokas. According to Rav Yochanan, which is the halacha, that's how we paskin, that really money does affect the transaction. For metalton, for movable objects. It does. Despite everything you've heard up to now, midoraita, the Torah says, if I give you the money and you take it, it became, the transaction now is affected. According to Rav Yochanan, he just says the reason that the rabbis came along and said giving money or taking money does not affect the transaction, the rabbis have put a halt on the Torah's allowing it to be effective, is because we're afraid like this. I'm going to your house and you have in your storage facility, you know, out back, some barrels of wheat, and I want the wheat. So I say, you say it's going to be $100. I say, great, here's $100, and I give it to you. So you've taken the money, now it's become the transaction has been affected, according to Rav Yochanan, midoraisa. The problem is then, what happens if you go to the backyard to go get the wheat and you see that, there's a leak, there's a flood, there's a fire. So there's a fire, so you think, listen, whose stuff should you save? Your stuff or my stuff? Half the wheat in the backyard is mine, I purchased it, and half it's yours. We already saw the lachas in Bav Metzia here, is your stuff gets kadima, you go first, you're not going to bother saving my stuff, you'll save your stuff. And if my stuff gets burned, you'll say, listen, sorry, your stuff got burned, it's not my fault. Not my fault. It was yours in my backyard. I'm a shomer chinam. I got burned. What do you want from me? Right?
The question, though, is the guy has the money and the other person doesn't have the product yet. It's the guy with the money.
But it became his. Custodian. So he's a custodian, but there's a circumstance beyond his control. He is a custodian, but so what? There's a circumstance beyond his control. So the problem is that the owner of the object, who's now selling it, once he gets the money in hand, he's totally disincentivized from delivering the object. And I'm not saying he'll be malicious, but just to be passive, and then the fire could come and say, oh, listen, the fire burned your wheat. Sorry. Have a nice... I'm sorry, it's your wheat. Just the same way after I delivered, of course. Obviously, if I give you the wheat and a second later a fire breaks out and burns it down, you can't ask for a refund. I gave it to you. But already... So if the cash already affects the kinyan, then already once the seller takes the money, it will be done. So Rabbi Yochanan says, the rabbi said, no way. Not good enough. Okay? Rish Lakish, by the way, says that it doesn't work with the rice, but we possibly agree with Yochanan that it does. Fine. Okay. Now. That's all clear and good. The problem is when you're doing certain transactions, I learned a new word this week from Mr. Abrams. He said the word is merx, M-E-R-X. I was saying there's the money and there's the object. Okay? So he said the thing that you're selling, the object, is called the merx, M-E-R-X. Like, is it mercantile? Good word to know. Anyways, it comes very useful in this Mishnah. Because here's the problem. It's true that when you have the wheat and I have the money, it's obvious which is the object and which is the money. Which is the merx and which is the cash, the payments for it. However, what happens if I'm buying money from you? In other words, you have shekels and I have dollars and we're going to do an exchange. So who's doing the buying, who's doing the selling? Who's got the mercs and who's got the cash? Because what's very relevant, of course, because at what point will the transaction of me giving you shekels and you give me dollars be chal? When is it going to work? So that's the Mishnah dealing with that problem of which is in a transaction between two different, let's call it, kinds of money. When is the transaction affected? Okay? So, the principle is going to be that whichever coin is less easy to use as currency, it's harder to circulate, that's the merx, that's the object, and the more easily traded currency, that's the money. That's the concept. And in Chazal's time, we'll see right away, that silver was the main you know, the currency, and then there were gold coins and there were copper coins, but the silver coins are the ones they usually use. You know, the copper coins are like pennies, and the gold coins are like, you know, $100 bills. They're much harder to get rid of. So, therefore, the Mishnah says, Hazav kones hakesef. If we're doing a transaction where I've got silver and you've got gold coins, and I'm saying I'll trade you 25 of my silver coins for one of your gold coins, which is the equivalent of me saying I'll trade you, you know, four of my shekels for one of your dollars. So, hazahav is kona sakesef. The gold is what's kona the silver, because the gold is less, gold coins are harder to get accepted in shops than silver coins, and therefore, whoever takes the gold coins first, the purchase of the gold coins, when he takes those coins, that's what affects the transaction. But if the seller gives the silver coins and silver coins are taken, it doesn't affect the transaction. So therefore, v'kesef eino kones hazav, just because the guy who's getting the silver coins takes them, doesn't make the transaction affected, he can back out of it. Both sides can back out of it. So that's first case number one. Case number two is hanachoshes. Same goes if you're buying copper coins. The copper coins are kona es hakesef. They're the ones that acquire the silver coins, meaning copper is harder to get rid of than silver, which is more easily accepted, unlike American Express. And therefore, you give the, if you're trading copper for silver coins, the person who picks up the copper coins affects the transaction, but the person who takes the silver coins does not. Hakesef eino kona es hanachoshes. Fine. Now, Va'os ha'ra'os konos es ha'yafos. If you have two kinds of coins, this, according to the Bartonor, we're talking about money that was the ra'os, the bad coins, or coins that were actually taken out of circulation. The king said, forget it, these coins are no good anymore. According to most others, we're talking about coins that are that are worn out coins. You know, like coins, they lose their got imprints, they lose the imprint, they become more difficult to use in the shops. So the point is, if I'm using for trading newly minted coins for old worn-out coins or discontinued coins, as the pshat may be. So the newly minted coins are the money, and the poor quality or out of circulation coins are the manx of the object. And therefore, hayafos einan. Maos raos. The poor quality coins are konas as hayafos. Once the person takes the poor quality coin or discontinued coin, that affects the transaction. Hayafos, but taking the good coins, which is like the purchase money, ain't in konus as a raos, they don't acquire the bad coins. Yet the transaction is not effective, and either side can back out of it. Say, I've changed my mind, take back your money, give me back my coins. Okay. The fourth case is the asimon. The asimon is just a slug. That's a coin that's been cut, but not minted, not stamped with the imprint. So it's just a flat, you know, like a disc. It's a silver disc, but not with the imprint of the mint on it. That's the asimon. So the asimon also, of course, is harder to get use in a shop than regular coinage, and therefore asimon kones hamagbeya, the person who takes the slug, that's the one who does the acquisition and affects the kinyan, and it acquires the money, but not the other way around. Hamagbeya, giving you the coin, the useful regular minted coin, eino kones asimon, will not affect the transaction, that now the you can't back out of it and I own your asimon. Okay, fine. That's part one of the Mishnah. Part two of the Mishnah is what we said already, which is metaltlin. Any, when we're talking about not coined but regular objects, metaltlin, the objects, konim esamadbeya, they acquire the money. You have a rubber ducky, and I want to pay you 50 cents for it. So when we're making the trade, when I pick up the rubber ducky, so then the transaction is done, and your 50 cents belong to you. But when you take the 50 cents, the rubber ducky hasn't become mine, and I can back out of it. Okay? Therefore, that's what it says. Metalton konas matbeya. The rubber duck, the movable, will acquire the money, but matbeya, but taking the money, eino konas metalton, will not acquire the object, the rubber ducky.
So you have to pick up the rubber duck first, then give the money.
Yeah, that's what it always is. Exactly. Well, love dafka, but the point is, giving the money is not doesn't sign or seal anything. According to Biyochan and Midurabanan. Okay, Zeh Klal, this is a third point, and it's even a little bit of a new point, which is kol hametaltlin konin. When it comes to true movable objects, you have a rubber ducky and I have a bear, a teddy bear. So we want to trade. So then the deal is, as soon as you take the ducky or I take the bear, whatever my example was, so then whoever takes it first, that's called the kinyan chalipin. It's like an exchange, barter. And as soon as you take the one, the other one, if I have the bear and you have the duck, so as soon as you take the bear, the duck became mine automatically. And works the other way also, of course. If you take the duck, then the bear, whatever it is. I forgot which is which now. But either object, the duck or the bear, equally able to make a kingdom for the other one, wherever it is. In other words, if you see my bear and you like it, and you have a duck back home, 50 miles from here, and you say, oh, I love that bear, I'll trade you for my duck, and I say, deal. So as soon as you pick up the bear, the duck, 50 miles away that you have in your house, becomes mine. And if then the fire comes and burns it down, too bad for me. Okay? Because it was my duck already. So that's the... Good. Very good.